Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 221. I've got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I've got the magic.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. His favorite color post-it notes are bright green and orange. Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me in session 221 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. I'm really excited because this is a very special episode. This is a student of mine who I had once helped through a niche site duel or niche site challenge. He created a niche site about magic for kids at magictrickforkids.org. He got his daughter involved, and he and his daughter actually have some interesting news to share about that business. But through this conversation, I brought Ken back on because he wanted to share something that he discovered after he launched a product and he was struggling to find affiliates to promote his product. He came up with a solution that is very innovative, something I've never heard of before, that really blew my mind, and I'm really happy to share it with you today. He's gonna walk you through step by step exactly how you can actually get more affiliates to promote your product, and even if you feel like you've tapped out your niche already. And Ken's niche is the magic niche, and he's in the UK, so it's a very small niche, but he's been able to expand his email list and grow his customer base quite big. as a result of this strategy. So again, I'm really excited to share it with you. So let's wait no further. This is Ken Kelly from magictricksforkids.org and also magicianbusiness.com. Here we go. What's up, everybody? You know, one of my favorite things to do is bring back guests who've been on the show before. We've done this many times before with people like Ramit Sethi, I believe Tim Ferriss and Clay Collins and whatnot. But I'm really looking forward to this one because this person is somebody who had shared a success story back in episode 101 back in March of 2014. And now 2 years later, he's got a lot more stuff going on. And this is a student who has just really just taken off and has done amazing things. So I'm happy to welcome back Ken Kelly, Kenneth Kelly, back on the show from Magic Tricks for Kids, although he's doing a number of other things right now. Ken, welcome back to the SBA podcast. Thanks for being here.
Absolute pleasure to be here. And I've been so looking forward to this. I can't believe it's 2 years since we last spoke. And as you say, so much, as they say, water has passed under the bridge in that time. I guess for both of us, there's been immense growth.
Definitely. So I'm really excited to hear what you have going on. So the last time, why don't you give an update on where we were at back then on Magic Tricks for Kids? You were doing this YouTube channel with your daughter. Things were starting to grow. Things were starting to take off. And myself and my son were actually really enjoying those videos too. And then kind of go into what happened next.
Sure thing. So the seed was Niche Site 2.0 that you put out there, Pat. And it was about building a website. The YouTube channel was about teaching kids magic tricks and sharing a passion that I have, that passion of magic. That exploded. I mean, the YouTube channel has just continued to do well.
Love it.
But I've used it as a traffic generation. Yes, it is a platform and it's great to engage on there. But I also have the site Magic Tricks for Kids that the traffic has gone through there. And through that, I bumped into a fellow kids entertainer and magician. His name is Julian Mafer. And we decided to get something together. We called it Magician Business. And the idea was to service our niche of fellow entertainers and magicians and to kind of share, as you do with your audience, Pat, you know, tips, techniques, ways that you can increase business and get more out of what the time that you're putting in. An email came in to Julian, my business partner, asking if he would be interested in getting involved in a book. And he passed the book idea over to me. It was from Skyhorse Publishing, a New York publishing company. Mm-hmm. And we negotiated a little bit. They looked at the YouTube channel. They looked at Magic Tricks for Kids. And they loved what we were doing. And I'm really happy to say that we're just like on the cusp now of the book launching. I wrote it with my daughter, my wife, Colette.
Way.
She did all the pictures for that. It has just been an incredible right. So my daughter is now 12 years old and she gets to put author on her CV at 12.
She's a published author. Gosh, and how long we had to wait to make that happen. That's really amazing. I'm pretty sure that you didn't think that this little experiment that we did back in 2000 and what was it, 13, when Food Truckers started and I kind of formed this little mastermind group with you and a few other people that it would get to this point. Like how does this all feel? Is it still kind of surreal to you?
It's beyond my wildest dreams, you know. And when I had the opportunity to write the book, I wrote the book for me. I wrote the book for me when I was 10 years old and I wanted to learn magic. Just being able to do that and writing the book and getting the book deal is one thing. It's really interesting because we're now at the point where the publicist is getting in contact and it's going into all the bookstores. It's just pre-release. So it's press releases. Last Friday, we had the newspapers over taking pictures. So life has become a little bit of a whirlwind and very surreal, I guess, to how life was pre the book idea. But there's other things that have come from this because it's not just kids that are consuming this material. We've got grown-ups out there and we're getting emails in, and one just recently from a chap that picked up the channel, followed us on Magician Business, and he was able to leave his job that he really didn't enjoy and go full-time into entertaining. And you know, it's about that ripple effect, Pat. Mm-hmm. And those ripples started with you, with that idea and getting involved with you. And when you said student and introduced me as a student, that's exactly what I was. I was a student of yours, and the ideas and your enthusiasm and passion kind of washed over me. And as a result, another person gets to leave a job that they felt stuck in and go and live their dream, you know. And it's just about paying that forward. And that, for me, is the biggest bonus out of all of this. out of all of it.
That's amazing. And, you know, thank you for giving me credit there in terms of starting this ripple effect. But obviously, you've been a star student. You've taken a lot of the information that I've shared with you and actually put it into practice and have gone above and beyond. And it's similar because I'm seeing a little bit of myself in you. When I had started with Internet Business Mastery back in 2008, you know, I was told the same thing, that I was taking their information and using it, but also just really going above and beyond with it. So what are some of those things that you feel that you learned from me, but then kind of took the next level that really helped you get to where you're at today with the website and these book deals? And, you know, a lot of this stuff, it's not even things that you can really plan for. It kind of just happens. But what you're doing is you're giving yourself opportunity. And, yeah. You know, you're doing that in a very, very smart way. So can you talk a little bit about kind of, well, what are those things that you did learn from me? I'm actually very curious to hear what you have to say about that. But then also, how are you taking those things to the next level and creating these opportunities for yourself?
You're 100% right. You've hit the nail on the head when you say you create opportunity. And there's that saying that the harder you try, the luckier you get, you know. And what you were for me, Pat, was an inspiration of anybody can do this. I love your story of being laid off. It's just a great story and how you kind of faced the unfaceable barriers. And it was the same idea. You know, I was very happy. And this is going to sound maybe a little bit weird because I've been a professional entertainer all my life, but I was very happy in December to be able to lay down my tools as an entertainer. Now, that doesn't mean I don't go out and entertain anymore. I still love it, but I no longer make my living from that. I now make my living from training other people to be entertainers and sharing that passion with them and helping them better their business and live their dreams, I guess. So it kind of allowed a whole new world to open up with me. Yeah, you've got all the tips and you have on some amazing guests that I can learn from. But at the end of the day, it's about focus and consistency, getting down to it and doing it yourself. And here's the thing, the biggest win for me was my failure. And I know that's, again, it's going to sound like a contradiction in term then. How can you say your biggest win is your failure? But what I learned about getting out there and doing it is you fall over. And you skin your knees and it hurts and you've got to stand up and do it again. And it's very easy to listen to the stories and to read the material that is available about internet marketing and online marketing and to think that it's an easy world and that it's a get rich quick world. But it isn't, you know, it's about hard work and it's about failure and falling over. And I redefined failure from this journey in that I thought that failure was, I guess, how we understand failure to be. But it's not that like that anymore for me. Failure, I think, is giving up. And if you don't give up, if you just stand up and do it again, then you don't fail. And so much has gone wrong, you know, in the 2 years that since we spoke, so much has gone wrong. But so much has gone right too. And when something goes wrong, I'm able to learn from that, pick myself up, dust myself off, and kind of move on to the next thing, I guess. And I've got something really cool that I'm hoping to share that I think may be valuable. And it's something that we picked up that we used in our business, making us a lot of money, putting lots of people on our list, and we're getting some great relationships from it. And it came 100% from failure.
I really want to hear about that, but before I get, maybe you can lead into that through a particular failure that you've had, because I think a lot of people are curious now. You've talked about these failures that you've gone through. Well, what were some of those failures?
You know, I'm going to share with you my biggest failure, and it wasn't to do with online marketing, and it came long before, you know. And if you listen to episode 101, SPI podcast, you're going to hear that the first part of the story where I speak about my television career and being an entertainer. And there was something I deliberately left out of that, Pat. And what I left out of it was that, sure, I had the television career, but I made a massive big error, a lapse in judgment, stupidity, call it what you like. But when I was at the top and I had the houses and the cars and I was making, it was a household name, I got into a crowd of people that were using drugs to get by. And I found myself getting caught down that road. And at the age of 30 years old, I remember looking around, Pat. It's emotion when I kind of tell you this. It chokes me up. Looking around and thinking, you know, this is all broken. It's the biggest failure my life could ever be. Because, Pat, I was in prison. I was in a jail. And I was 2/3 through a 3-year sentence for theft out of motor vehicles and petty theft for trying to support a massive mistake and a habit that I'd developed. And at that day when I turned 30, I looked around and I thought, what am I doing here? And I needed to pick myself up. I had some friends that were working in the kitchen, and we got some flour and we got some eggs and we got some milk, and I made some little donuts and I went around selling them. And I kind of made a vow that from that day on, I would look to my own, I guess, business direction in life and make a profit. And that was a massive turning point for me. And it was a massive failure. I mean, it doesn't get bigger than that. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you think, you know, I can't do it because I don't, the stuff's not lining up for me, you can do it. You know, you just pick yourself up and you go again. And I didn't share that last time, Pat, because I was still out there entertaining children. It wasn't kind of a story I felt that I wanted to get out at that time. But right. From there, it's been absolutely amazing. It led to me being able to do some shows while I was in prison. Newspaper was there. They picked up on it because I was a television personality, a name. And they wrote a very positive article. I was very lucky. Even from outside, inside the prison, the magician makes the children laugh. And there was a girl in a school. She was 18 years old. And the teacher walked in with a big pile of newspapers and handed papers to all the students. Said, go through the newspaper and find an article that interests you. Write a formal letter as if it was to this person. And there was a young girl who picked this up and she wrote the article, found my article, wrote this letter and handed it in, got her marks back. And she thought, I wonder what would happen if I sent this to this guy. And I received this letter two-thirds into my sentence, just at the time when I had that kind of big shift within myself and decided, no way, this, I'm not going on like this anymore. And I received this letter. We wrote to each other for over a year. Wow. And we met up when I got out and kind of we've been together ever since. And we've been married now for going on 17 years. We've got a lovely daughter. We've got a lovely family. And you know, there you go. That is from the biggest failure of my life, Pat. Mm. I have the biggest asset of my life, which is Colette and our daughter, Kristen. So
amazing.
When I talk about failures, there's a biggie for you.
Yeah, wow. And thank you so much for sharing that and being honest and transparent about that. I think, you know, and I know there are some people in the audience who are going through rough times right now, yeah. And they need to hear that. And they could very much align with that. And to see where you are now and how successful you've become and to now have this amazing family and a daughter who is actually doing work with you and you guys are just enjoying life in that way. It's just amazing. So thank you again for sharing that. In terms of what you had mentioned earlier about this really exciting list building strategy that you have, I mean, we talked a lot about what you're doing and some of the mindset stuff, which is very important, obviously. But a lot of people who, I mean, you know this, people who are in the SPA audience, they also love tactics and strategies that they can actually put into place. And this sounds like it's going to be amazing. So I'll let you kind of lead into it and just talk about, well, what is it that you guys are doing? First of all, talk more about what's the URL, the business, who is it for, and then how are you able to grow this list in this way?
Sure. Okay. So it came from starting a magician business. So I've already kind of covered what that was there to do. Mm-hmm. But in doing that, again, we hit a wall. We hit a wall in that it's a very small niche. And we saturated our market pretty quickly that we kind of was able to touch base with the people we could get to, I guess. And we didn't see longevity in the business in that it was kind of, I guess, like doing a launch where you have a big spike, which was great and money coming in, but there wasn't longevity of people coming through like in a sales funnel where you would hope that you would have continuous traffic coming in to give you longevity in your business. Mm-hmm. So in looking at that failure, or that problem and realizing that there's always an opportunity and problem in problems, we looked at what can we do. And the solution for us was to get some affiliates on board. And affiliate is not going to be a foreign word to anybody listening to this. It's getting somebody on board to help you move your products, to help you sell your products. And traditionally, when we look to online marketing, you're going to be looking to somebody who understands online marketing, somebody who has a list, somebody who gets it, somebody who understands what an affiliate relationship is, somebody who understands what commission is, all of those words that for us come as second nature. The issue we had was that when we looked to the people that held the lists within our niche, they were clubs and organizations. They weren't online business people. Mm-hmm. They had little to no online presence. And the ones that did have an online presence were your brick and mortar magic or magician supply stores. Sure, they had they got a website that they sell through, an e-commerce site that was built for them by somebody else. They don't fully understand how it works or what it does. They just know that they pack the orders when the emails come in. Mm-hmm. And when I was reaching out to them to say, hey, you know what? We got some great courses that we've built with my business partner, Julian Mathe. He's an amazing course builder. The man spent 25 years as working for ABC, Australian Broadcasting Corporation. So putting courses together, the man knows media. So killer courses, we tried and tested them, we split test them, we sold them to the finite pool that we had, and we saw this opportunity. And I think this opportunity stands for so many businesses, like the hidden affiliate relationship. How many clubs and organizations are out there, or brick and mortar stores, that kind of parallel the business you're running? What is their list size? How many people have bought from those sites? Can you imagine getting your product in front of those people? Whoa. Mm-hmm. So I started phoning around, I started emailing people, and my reply rate on it, Pat, was 0%. Not a nibble, not a dicky bird, as we say here in the UK. Nothing.
No dicky birds.
Nothing. I thought to myself, what's wrong with these people? They don't get what's going on here. And then something clicked into place. Because of my past, because of my story, because of the road that I walked, I went on to train as a psychotherapist. So I also now practice as a psychotherapist, and that's my way of giving back. And I was doing a little bit of CPD, continued professional development. You'll know that from architectural days. It's something kind of do if you have a profession. You've got to keep up to date. I was doing some CPD, though, on my online marketing, because I like to bring that into my marketing as well. And I was watching a video on YouTube, and the chap was talking about seeing it through your customer's eyes. He was speaking about empathy. And when he said the word empathy, I realized, you know, I've heard this word empathy before. I hear it in psychotherapy. As a counselor, we work with empathy. It's really important within a counseling relationship. A man called Carl Rogers, who is kind of known as the founder, I guess, arguably the founder of modern day psychotherapy, identified that there are six conditions that when they are present within the counseling relationship, they build trust to an amazingly deep level very, very quickly. You would imagine in counseling, total stranger goes into a room, sits down, and starts bringing stuff they've maybe never shared with anybody in their life before. Deep, deep pain. You need a trusting relationship for that to be possible. Mm-hmm. So I wondered, I thought, you know, this empathy is one of those six conditions identified by Carl Rogers, but there's another five. And I wondered, would these other five fit the internet marketing model? And if we kind of integrated them into what we do, what difference would it make? So I had a look at that and looked at it from the customer's perspective, through their frame of reference, I guess. And I realized I was doing it all wrong. I was talking about affiliates. They didn't know what affiliates were. That was my frame of reference, not their frame of reference. Mm-hmm. I was speaking about commissions, shops, brick and mortar shop. They don't work on commissions. They make a profit. They had different language for the same kind of stuff, but they did have a different language. So we decided to put together a strategy to take an offline person who wasn't comfortable being online, somebody who maybe checks their email once a week, and get them online and get them comfortable online and make them into a good affiliate. And that was the strategy. It took about 6 months to put together. It took some trial and error. And we kind of broke it down into a number of kind of the strategies broken down into some basic steps, which was engage, educate, invite, and deliver beyond expectation.
Yeah, let's
kick off with engage.
I'm taking notes right now, so you know, I'll let you take the lead. So yeah, engage, educate, invite, and
deliver beyond expectations, and then you create an ongoing relationship from that. So engage is the biggie, because you have someone who is maybe not an online kind of person, and it's about engaging them. So you can't engage them online because they're not online. You need to go onto their home territory, and internet marketing, selling online, is about conversions at the end of the day. And there's a great term out there at the moment. It's gaining momentum. It's called conversion marketing. That's where everyone's turning. You know, mm-hmm. You've got to be able to get those conversions. You've got to be able to measure those conversions. But conversions are not just someone going on your list. That is a conversion. Of course it is. Not somebody just buying your product. There's a whole pile of little steps that can be conversions along the way. So here's what we did. So we know that the magician, and I'm just going to take brick and mortar store here as an example, because I guess that will be a broad appeal for people listening.
Thank you.
Brick and mortar store, what do they do? Well, they spend a lot of their time packing boxes, going to the post office, checking their stock levels. This is how their day is taken up. No wonder they don't go online. They haven't got time. They're right. In their stock rooms. So we wanted to meet them where they were at. So the first thing we did was we decided to send them something through the post. Good old snail mail. So the first thing we wanted to do is we did a split test between a envelope with a nice printed label on and a handwritten envelope. And yeah, sure, it takes more time to do the handwritten envelope, but it gets a better open rate. So there you go. There's your first step, because that envelope has only got one job to do. It's a step-by-step process. And that job is to get them to open the envelope. Because if they don't open the envelope and they think it's junk mail, you stand no chance at all.
Right. That's the first conversion.
There you go. First conversion, first tiny little step there. Also found that a colored envelope does the job better. Don't send a white one. Send a colored one, because it feels
colored, handwritten envelope.
There you go. I've put together a case study of this with all photographs. You've even got photographs of myself and Colette writing out these envelopes here and taking them to the post office.
Really,
I'll give you the URL for that.
And I'm pretty sure that you're able to track these through some specific links, which you'll get into in the further steps here.
You're going to love this. You're going to love it. So the envelope. Now, inside the envelope, you don't want to be putting a letter, because a letter is a lot of words to read. So they may put that one side. So I'll get to that when I got the time. Right. So what we put in the envelope was a postcard. On one side of the postcard, massive big picture that is going to resonate with your audience. So it's about looking through their eyes. What are they going to resonate with? So for us, we know the Magic Store owner spends all his time in his stock room. So it is a picture of a guy in a stock room with a box on his head. The box is on his head, and the box has got a really sad face on it. And he's got his hands up against his head, and he's going, no, because he's overwhelmed by all this packaging. And it says underneath, Magic Shop Owner says no. Magic Shop Owner, it's hitting the guy, that the exact person speaking directly to them.
Right. And that's the whole image on one side.
Whole image, just one. And it's only got one job to do, Pat. Turn it over. Yeah. And then you've got another conversion. If he turns it over, it's all those little yeses. It's all those little clicks that we see on websites today. You know, we've taken them through a step-by-step process. Turn it over. On the other side, just bullet points. I want them to be able to read what's on the other side of that postcard within a minute, without having to go through it and try and process it cognitively. So bullet points and a massive headline at the top. I'm very fortunate that my business partner, Julian Mather, is a copywriting king. It's not my area of expertise. I like tracking the stats and doing the strategies. But that's where I say spend your time, on that headline.
Right. Can you share what's on, like, what some of the copy is on there?
Yeah. It says, Magician Business Limited, range of products means you get to say no. Keeping in mind, on the front side, it says Magic Shop Owner says no. Then it says no packaging, wrapping, or boxing. No postage costs and trips to the post office. No expensive stock sitting on your shelf. No returns. No payments to wholesalers. No risk. No other product like it in the magic marketplace. There you go.
I want it.
Yeah. And all it's there to do is to gain their interest, get them interested in what it is. And underneath is a URL. And it's a URL for us. It was our website name / their first name. So for you, it would be our URL / Pat. So it's their name.
Got it.
Who's not going to click on a URL with their name on it? You know, they're not online people, but man, it's got their name in it.
Yeah, this is what's called a PURL, P-U-R-L, personalized URL.
It is. And we use lead pages to do that, because it's just a great tool for creating personalized URLs and copying pages, because we were sending these out by the bucket load eventually.
Yeah.
After we'd done our testing. So you want to be making one, and you want to be copying that over and then just giving it a page name. So really simple to do as well. Love and you, the added benefit, if you can see when there's a hit on that page, because nobody else is going there. So if you get one hit on the page, whoo, that they have visited, and you know that they've seen what you have on that page.
So you have a bunch of these set up, and the URL that you create in lead pages, that's what's put on that particular postcard, right?
It is indeed. And it says there is a very short video for them at that page that I made for them. So I would be saying to you, Pat, I've made you a video. And so it's less than 5 minutes. Go and have a look.
So you made me a video, Ken? I have to watch it.
You have to watch it. It's so personalized. And this is all part of the strategy of getting an affiliate on board. Because an affiliate, when they're on board, are profitable, and they're profitable for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen this strategy used in similar ways, but not to just get an affiliate on board. And one of the hardest things when trying to get a JV partnership going or an affiliate on board is to really earn that trust and to really just get them interested in who you are. And this is a great way to do it, especially when you're going to markets offline outside of the realm where probably your other competitors aren't even reaching towards. So of course you're going to make an impression. You're going to be that one that stands out that actually does this.
100%. 100%. And this is a technophobe. This is someone who doesn't feel comfortable online, and you're kind of bringing them in. You're coaxing them into your domain, our domain, which is online marketing. When they go online and they go to that easy to recognize URL with their name in, there's the page welcomes them. So your headline on the page is, "Hi, Pat. Here's the video that I made just for you." Mm. It's just a video on the page, and underneath it is a call to action button, which I'll get to in a moment. The holding picture, the JPEG, the still image on the for the video is a picture of me, because they're going to be seeing me in the video itself, with a little speech coming out saying, "Hi, Pat, I made this just for you." Who's not going to click on that video? And that's the only thing I need from them. I just need them to play the video. It's just that next step.
Wow.
So the video, and I'll put the video, if anybody's interested, they can go look at that, or put it in the case study. You can go watch through that video, but I'm not going to bore you, because there's probably not a whole pile of magic dealers out there, so it's not going to be of interest to you. But it starts off by saying this video is less than 5 minutes, and it gives them a very, very basic overview of the product that we have, really basic. We don't want to give them too much. We don't want to frighten them away. And underneath it is a click to download your partner pack, not your affiliate pack, because affiliate is a scary word.
Yes.
They understand a partnership, but they don't understand an affiliate. Correct. So there you go. You've got that next button, the next step that you're looking for them to make. They click on that. So words that we found that are likely to scare them away, send them running, are affiliate, commission, opt-in. So you wouldn't say opt-in to get your list, membership site, anything technical we steered away from. We found words that really resonated, and I was very fortunate to have some magic dealers I could sit down with in their homes and speak to them about these words and find out what words they liked.
Nice.
They liked product. They liked the word profit margin. So if you're dealing with shops, profit margin is a sure winner. They liked the word stock. So you're basically using their words to speak to them. So you wouldn't say online product. You just call it a product or the stock. They click on the button, and you have then engaged. It is the end of engage. You've engaged them. You've got them into your realm, and you've got a call to action from them.
The click that is the engagement, is that a click to open up a lead box to collect an email address? Okay.
It is. So the lead box would be, what address should I send your partner pack to?
Got it.
Name and address. I know who they are already, because I sent it out to them, and we created a list before sending it out. So I've got their address. We've done that research. The download, infographic, not a big pile of paper telling them all about your products and how it's all going to work, because they've just taken those first steps online. You don't want to frighten them away. They're kind of still timid at the moment. So you give them very little information. Again, something they could look over in a minute to 2 minutes, maybe pictures of your product. Don't mention, again, anything to do with online, affiliate, or any technical terms. So we're bringing them in. That's step one of educate. And all that you're looking to do with that download, that graphic download, is to get them to expect your call. Because we definitely found without the phone call, we had a much a smaller conversion rate on this. And they need a call.
They're used to dealing with people in that way, you know.
100%.
So that's great.
It's snail mail. It's phone calls. It's all the traditional stuff. So And the wonderful thing is that they're expecting your call. They're interested. They wouldn't have clicked on the button if they weren't expecting your call. You can see that they have taken the action to click the button. If you're able to track that lead pages, again, great way to see that. You can see exactly when they click on that button. I'm notified and I try to contact them as quickly as I can. If I'm about and the message comes in, I want to do it almost immediately. I want to be contacting them and saying, hey, Pat, I see you just took the time to download the partner pack. Love to have a chat about with you about that. Let's set up a 20-minute meeting. I give you my word, I will not take more than 20 minutes of your time.
So that's in a follow-up email you're saying that, and that's where you get the phone number?
That's the phone call. That is the phone call. So I already have their phone number because they're an established shop.
So we have
on my spread list. So we do a spreadsheet before we start all this. So I've got their number. But as soon as they have my download in their hand, they've kind of triggered me. They've sent me a message by downloading it to say, I got it. I know who they are. I know how to get to them. They've got a shop. They've definitely got the phone number is public knowledge.
And they know a call is coming because you told them in that download.
And it's in that download as well. Again, you can pick up the download in the case study of this. So there you go. That is now the engage, and we're starting on the educate side of things here. Phone call, always expected, and we had a 50% close ratio on the phone call. And when I was on the phone call, I asked them to join me on Skype. Generally, they don't have Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I thought, man, this is going to be a massive technical barrier because I want to give them a presentation. I want to show them a slideshow. I want to impress them. I want to show them that they're in good hands. I don't want to speak to them over the phone because it's difficult for them to picture it. And I found it relatively easy to get them onto Skype. Skype is so easy to work. It really is. It's so user-friendly. You just go on Google and you put in Skype, and before you know it, you got Skype there. You might not know how it works or what it does, but if somebody calls you on Skype, you know, it rings and you push the green button and hey-ho, you've now got them on Skype. You may have to say, oh, I see that I don't see you. Just click on the little button at the bottom and it's going to turn your camera on. Mm-hmm. But we found that the barrier to getting them onto Skype was pretty low and they were happy to join us on Skype. And one of the best things from that was one of the guys said, you know, I've been wanting to do this for years. Now I can speak to my kids in Canada.
That's awesome. I love it.
So we've brought them into our world. We've brought them online. Not only have we brought them online, we've kind of done it in a way that everything has worked for them. Mm-hmm. I guess they may have that fear that if they go online, they're not going to understand. It's not going to work. Everything has been simple, easy to understand. And they're using a new technology. It's just so awesome. Really, try this, guys. Try it. It is so profitable, so rewarding. And the relationships you build from this, unimaginable. Give it a try. Really worth it.
I bet. So you get on a call with them, and where do we go from there?
It's a slideshow, and it would be whatever your product is, whatever you're trying to show them. Again, steer away from affiliate. Stick to partner. We're looking for you to partner with us. For every sale, you get 50% profit. That makes them smile. In magic, they usually get from the wholesalers, they end up with a 40%. So you say 50%. Wow. They love that. You don't have to post it. We'll do that for you. We'll sort it out.
No returns. We take care of customer service for you.
It's almost too good to be true. And they do say that. And it is. Think about it. You know, if you don't understand online products, it's too good to be true. What do you mean? I just send out an email and you give me the copy for the email and you give me this magic link that I put in this email and then people buy stuff and then you pay money into my account.
Sounds like how I first sounded when I first discovered this affiliate marketing stuff, to be honest. So what is your response to that?
It is great. Really, it has been such a good closing ratio. Like I say, we get 50% of the people we reach out to end up being our affiliates. And from the original outreach that we did, it was a 0%. So from a massive failure, seeing opportunity in the failure, looking at the process, looking at it through the frame of reference of the person that you're contacting, changing it to match them and what their interests are, that is a significant increase.
That's huge.
Massive.
And you're not selling them anything except the idea. You're not pitching them a product necessarily in terms of, I mean, they don't have to pay anything and they only make money if, you know, there's nothing to lose.
there is nothing to lose. The way you've said it is a great way to pitch it. You know, there is nothing to lose here. Just trial it with one email. We'll give you the email copy. You just send that out to your list. Just trial it with one email and see how that works for you. We use Infusionsoft to run our back end, so it runs the affiliate side of things, which is absolutely great. The partners that we get on board, they have a dashboard that they can log into. The thing is, of all the partners we have, there's only a handful of them have ever logged into their dashboard. They don't even go there. They're just happy that they get money paid into their account. That is the weird thing here. It's the relationship is so trusting. It's like magic to them that it just magically appears.
Yeah.
Which is great. Now, here's the thing. So they send that out to a list that has not been bombarded with email after email after email after email telling them about the next wonderful and marvelous thing. They never get emails. The people on their list, they're an unmarketed to list. Mm-hmm. We have an opt-in. So we would have a course that they would send out the product, of course. People would come in, they would opt in. So whether they buy or not, it improves our list. It makes our list bigger. We know that they're people from our niche. So we are growing our list exponentially from this.
Wow. What was the size of your list before you had done it?
It was around about 900. We're at 3,500 as of today. And we've just sent out 40... affiliate invites in this 2 weeks ago. So we're now watching that come in and tick over.
That's cool. And are you sending them around the world or are you still targeting local shops?
Sending them around the world.
Yeah.
We're sending them around the world. We started off with 10 just to try it. And then we looked for feedback from them to see what was working, what wasn't working. We adjusted and tweaked a few things in wording and just how we handled that and sent it out again.
That's
and
great.
And we just continuing to see great results from
that. This is like a masterclass that people would probably be like, I feel like I could have paid for this content. Ken, thank you for sharing this. This is great and actually very educational for me as well, especially for things like foodtrucker.com or securityguardtradinghq.com.
You know, 100%.
It's exactly in alignment with that, which is what most people are doing who are outside of the space that Smart Passive Income is in. So this is fantastic stuff. I definitely want to test this out. And what are some of the reservations that people had? I know you had already mentioned, you know, people saying it's too good to be true. How do you respond when people say, oh, this seems like it's just black magic, like this doesn't work? And then we'll get into some of the other kind of reservations that people have too. But how do you respond to when people say, oh, this just doesn't even sound right?
Yeah. I think what's important to point out here is, again, we have a very small niche. Magic is not massive. And the people that do this for a living and that will be willing to buy courses and that supply magic, it's a small pond. So I guess we're fortunate in that we now have a good number of partners on board so we can use them as testimonials. And it's the same as any online marketing. Your testimonial... Yeah. Yeah, of course, I'm going to tell you this is wonderful. I'm trying to sell you a product. But if this man here, who you know, because he's maybe your competitor, if you see it is in his words, that's going to be a lot more believable. And I was very fortunate in that we have a international magic convention. It runs once a year. It's the biggest in the world, and it's held in Blackpool, which is about 40 minutes drive from where I live. I'm just so fortunate. I miss out on all the cool stuff in the States, but we got the big Blackpool convention. Yeah. And at the Blackpool convention, I was at a dealer stand, and the dealer I'd been corresponding, and they'd kind of said a little bit too good to be true. And then they said, you know what? I was just speaking to Marty and I mentioned your name and he said, you're such a cool guy. And he says, he can't believe that you actually pay at the end of each month, every single time, just get in contact with me after the convention. So again, word of mouth. So yeah. People are really happy with it and passing that around.
That's awesome.
But that is the biggest objection. You know, it's too good to be true.
Yeah, I love that. Do you think this would work for even those who have an online business primarily, but maybe just get bombarded with affiliate offers from other people? Going the snail mail route might be a pretty interesting different way to approach it and kind of show that, you know, you're kind of different than the others out there.
Let me ask you a question. How many emails? I don't believe you actually clear out your own inbox anymore, though, Pat. But I'll ask our listeners, how many emails did you clear out of your inbox this morning that you didn't look at, that you didn't read, that you just junked and just got rid of?
Well, I haven't reached my time of the day to actually look at my emails yet. I have to be very – I literally schedule in time to check my emails. I have to, or else I check them all the time. But – a lot of emails I get, I don't read because it's just not what I'm paying attention to right now, or not what I need to pay attention to right now.
That's it. We are, it flows over us, all of us, you know, same with my inbox, and I'm just a lonely little guy. we get bombarded. So anything you can do that's going to make you stand out from your competitor, that's going to get an interest, that's going to put you in front of somebody, do it. Try it. What have you got to lose? A couple of envelopes and some time writing it out. The postcards cost us a dollar. An affiliate is worth thousands to us.
It's cheaper than a click on Facebook sometimes.
It's exactly. I don't speak anymore, but you're 100% right. It's cheaper than paid advertising. I would suggest give it a bash anyway. And think in the way, you know, of how can you stand out? If you're working in a crowded niche, how can you stand out from your competitors? There's some great actionable stuff here. Just look through your customer's frame of reference and get in front of them with the words and the interests they have, and meet them somewhere else. You know, if they're going to spam your email, then meet them somewhere else.
And you had given me access to a lot of the stuff that you talked about in, as far as the case study, and we're going to put all those things in the show notes for you. So thank you for that, Ken. I really appreciate that. The last thing here, step number four here, you had talked about engage, educate, invite, and then deliver beyond expectation. How do you do that?
It's very easy for us. And again, it goes back to that. It's almost like magic. You know, they send out this email. And as I've shared with you, very few of them actually go and log in to their affiliate dashboard. And I try, we've got some video training for them. We really try to make it easy. But I guess it's their choice whether they do that or not. They do definitely go and do the sign up, which we need them to do, and pop in their PayPal email address or however we're going to be paying them. So they go through that process. But they send out an email and they kind of forget about it. I guess they don't have massive expectations because they haven't laid out any money on stock or anything like that. And then I get back to them and I give them all the stats. I do it for them, Pat. I actually go, I take all the stats. I tell them how many people went through the page, how many people clicked on that, how many people actually signed up to get the free giveaway, and then how many of those people buy. And here's what we do. And I guess this differs slightly from how it might be done if you're doing mass sales online, and you would need to check this with your niche. With us, we pay them at the end of each month for the sales they've done that month.
Yep.
Now, we're very fortunate in our courses that we've put together. Our refund rate is less than 0.5%. So we're very grateful for that. But we take that on the chin and we'll claw that back, and we let them know, rather than say, well, we're going to hold on to your money for 60 days just to make sure that we, you know, cover our guarantee pit. We just give them their money.
Yeah.
And what they used to, here's what they used to if they're running a shop. They used to getting to the end of the month, looking who owes them money, raising invoices, putting those invoices either in an email or putting them in letters and sending them out, waiting the 30 days that the person has got from the date of the invoice, chasing up because the person hasn't paid the invoice. You're saving them all of that they normally face in business. And that is delivering beyond their expectations. It is easy to deliver beyond expectations when because you're bringing them a concept they don't know.
So much opportunity out there, I think, for a lot of us who are listening right now. And I think some people are chomping at the bit to just get started on that. Man, Ken, thank you for the rundown. And I think, you know, there's going to be some questions, I think. And if you don't mind, like I think last time you were in the comment section every once in a while just to check in with everybody. But you've been massively helpful today, Ken. Where can people go? I mean, first of all, congrats on everything, because this is seriously amazing. You are the student has now become the teacher, you know, type of thing right now. And again, the book, just all great stuff. What is the name of the book that you and your daughter are coming out with?
So the book is called Abracadabra. Got to have that word if you're selling a magic book.
Yeah, Come on.
Abracadabra, fun magic tricks for kids. It is an awesome book. If you got kids, buy this book. It is just so good. It really, I love it. And maybe I'm biased, but I just think it's really awesome. The whole point of the tricks in the book are that they are good. They're going to fool an adult. Believe me, if you buy this for your kid comes to show you this, you're going to go, whoa, how did you do that? The book is put together in such a way that the tricks, the child makes the tricks. So they're going to be going into the cupboards and taking the cereal boxes out and emptying all the cereal out so they can cut up the box to make the magic trick. But you know what? They're not on electronic devices. They're doing stuff with their hands and sellotape and paint.
Yeah.
And that's what we want with our kids, you know? So it, and it's great for fun for the whole family. Within the book, it's the first book in the world that has got interactive videos where the kids can actually learn first magic book for kids. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Not the first book in the world. The first magic tricks book, training book for kids that has videos in the book. It's little QR codes. So you read the description of the trick, you kind of click on with your smart device, mm-hmm. and it's going to take you to a video that's going to show you the performance and the secret. So that is Abracadabra, fun magic tricks for kids. And you'll get that through Barnes & Noble. You get that through Amazon. You get that through any reputable bookseller. And if they haven't got it, go and shout at them and ask them why.
Dude, Ken, I love it. Congratulations to you and your daughter for that, and to you and your business partner for all the stuff that you guys have going on with the magic business stuff. Just super proud of you. That's the last thing I want to say. I'm just very happy to see all the work that you've done and just how much you've progressed since we've first started, and we were literally picking this niche together. I mean, I'm just so thankful that I get to be here for the ride. So where else should people go to find out more about what you have going on? What websites, drop and anything you want right now?
Sure. Okay, so case study. If you want to have a look at the case study, including I got some nice footage showing. I had an agreement with one of the partners we brought on board. They were happy for me to use their stuff as a case study, including showing their whole process, showing the sales coming in, showing the conversions on that as well in a little screen capture video. The video was sent out, everything that I've spoken about today. You're going to get that at magicianbusiness.com/SPI.
Awesome.
My personal blog is personcenteredbusiness.com. That is around about the philosophy of psychotherapy and online business and kind of bringing the two together. It was about those six conditions that are used by counselors. It's about trust building. Mm-hmm. I'd welcome anybody there. It's not a hard sell site. You're not going to be opted in everywhere you go. Same is true of magicianbusiness.com/SBI. You're not going to opt into anything. You can have it. It's you see, you taught me well, Pat. You give it away. That's what you do. You give it away.
Give it away and you will be rewarded.
Pleasure. My business partner, julianmather.com, an amazing guy, great copywriter. And yeah, definitely, I couldn't have done it without him in the same way as I couldn't have done it without your inspiration.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate you and I appreciate all the credit. But you are the one that put in all the work. And so congrats to you. And I look forward to having you on in a couple of years to talk about all the amazing things that have happened since then. So we'll make this a recurring thing for sure. So, Ken, thank you so much. And we'll talk soon.
You take care.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ken Kelly. Again, I'm just so happy that he was here again. For those of you who missed that initial episode, you can find that at smartpassiveincome.com/session101. That's when he talked about when he first started. And again, that was years ago. To have him come back and now teach us something amazing and very innovative, this is great. I know it's going to help a lot of people. And, you know, Ken listens to the show, so he knows that all of you who are listening love actionable advice. And this is definitely one that will help you. But again, it's not push button easy. Obviously, there's a lot of steps involved, as many things that are, that will bring you success. So he actually, like he shared at the end, is going to give you some more information about this, a case study that walks you through, shares the conversion rates and all that stuff. If you go to magicianbusiness.com/SPI, that'll redirect you to all that information. So again, that's magicianbusiness.com/SPI. And again, he and his daughter have a book coming out. You can check out his book and his website at magictricksforkids.org. And his personal website is at personcenteredbusiness.com. Ken, I know you're listening to this. Thank you so much. I hope you're smiling as much as I was this entire interview. And as always, it's just a pleasure to talk to you. And I can't wait to hear what people have to say. So if all of you out there have something to say, or any of you out there have something to share or comment about this particular episode, perhaps you put these strategies into action and want to share the results and help everybody else out too, please go ahead and leave a comment or a question or anything for Ken over at smartpassiveincome.com/session221. That'll redirect you to the show notes here, where all the links and everything that I just mentioned are going to be available for you with easy clicking, again, at smartpassiveincome.com/session221. Now, next week, I'm very excited to bring back another guest who's been on the show before, who, again, just continues to be somebody who is highly requested. And even though he's been on the show a couple times before, he always delivers the goods. And we're going to talk a lot about strategy and certain actions that you could take within your business to help you grow. And it's a great conversation. So I look forward to sharing that with you. I won't reveal who that guest is. You'll find it out in episode 222 next week. Until then, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And keep pushing because, you know, there's a lot of opportunity out there. And just keep going. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Starting a business can feel daunting and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. That's why Terry Rice started the Launch Your Business podcast, another awesome show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Terry shares strategic actions, specific tools, and what he refers to as high-performance mindsets that allow you to thrive under pressure. Recent guests include rapper T.I., Amy Porterfield, and yours truly. And Terry frequently publishes value pack solo shows too, like this one titled How to Write Proposals That Get Accepted and Don't Take Forever to Write. Great stuff. So make sure you listen in to Launch Your Business right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.